Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The federal government has consistently engaged in fiscal mismanagement of its unfunded liabilities going all the way back to the Social Security Act of 1935. The fiscal mismanagement practices of inadequately funding and then not recording these unfunded liabilities on financial statements as they were incurred were copied by state, county, and local governments and government school districts ever since. The private sector also neglected to account for unfunded future liabilities for decades when the amounts were relatively small. Not until the early 1990s did private sector accounting standards require the recording of these expenses and liabilities in the year incurred. As that happened, private sector retirement benefit programs were radically cut or altered. It has now taken another two decades before state and local governments and school districts are being required to produce more accurate financial statements to disclose these massive unfunded liabilities for pensions and retiree health care benefits. Unfortunately, the long delay in implementing more accurate financial reports for state and subsidiary governments allowed these liabilities to grow so massive that it is no longer possible to fully pay all the promised benefits in dollars of today's purchasing power. Politicians and bureaucrats certainly had no incentive to produce accurate financial reports. After all, it is easier to spend money today that you don't have to report on financial statements until liabilities are finally paid long in the future. That was how former long-serving Lansing Mayor Virge Bonero was able to claim the city operated on balanced budgets even as the unfunded liabilities increased an average of $30 million every year. Today, more accurate accounting standards are being imposed. This past fiscal mismanagement is coming home to roost. Governments are being forced to make ever greater catch-up payments for unfunded liabilities incurred in years past. Pension and retiree health care benefits will be cut. Government and schools will lay off employees and cut operations. Taxpayers are going to be clobbered with higher taxes. Because of past fiscal mismanagement, everyone will now financially suffer. But now you know how and why. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.